Birmingham Citadel is a Christian church located in Birmingham city centre, here in the UK. Each episode is a live recording of the Bible message shared during the Sunday worship service.
It's good to have you share with us, and as you listen now, we pray that God will speak to you. May you know God's abundant blessing today. Well, this week, if you're a follower on Facebook, there'll be lots of back-to-school photos, no doubt. And of course, in Scotland, they went back to school a couple of weeks ago. I wonder if you caught this picture in the news of Lucy from Glasgow. This is before school and at the end of the day of her first day back at school. She was asked what she'd been up to, and Lucy says, "Oh, nothing much." The picture then encouraged a lot of other parents to respond with their pictures and stories. Here's Harper. Her mum said that she was so excited for her first day back at school, but looked a little worse for wear when she went by home time. I said to her, "Your shoes are on the wrong feet." And she said, "But I had a great day today, mummy." What a positive view to have. Getting in right in there and giving it your best. I'm sure that both of the girls were a bit nervous about going to school, yet looked how it turned out for them. What a positive attitude. Positive thinking may or may not be something that comes naturally to you. One comedian said, "I was going to buy a copy of The Power of Positive Thinking, but then I thought, what good would that do?" Another says, "A positive attitude may not solve all your problems, but it will annoy enough people to make it worth the effort." This morning, as we think about the week that lies ahead, whatever shape that takes for each of us, I want us to consider one of the most positive truths from the scripture. And it's made up of seven small, simple words, but they pack an unlimited amount of power. These seven words are found in our Bible reading that we heard this morning. "I can do all things through Christ. I can do all things through Christ. I can do all things through Christ." Winston Churchill apparently once acknowledged that he was an optimist, adding that it didn't make much sense to be anything else. He said, "There is, I believe, a great deal about which to be hopeful, even if we must dig for it. Optimism, the genuine article, not the artificial kind, never comes without effort and patience and great faith." I believe with all my heart that with God's help, we can. And that's the genuine article, not some hyped up positive thinking. That's the truth. So let's spend a few moments looking at these seven short, simple words. Magicians perform amazing feats with just words like abracadabra. Alibaba and Arabian Nights open the doors with that of the cave with the words "open sesame." But these seven words, which Paul writes, they're not magical or make-believe. They're truly powerful because God is the one who made them and backs them. It is the hope that these seven words will enable us to overcome obstacles, conquer challenges, fight off enemies, bear burden, and shoulder sacrifice. Not because of the words, but because of the truth behind them. "I can do all things through Christ." So let's examine the sentence in three phrases. The first part, "I can." These two words together form one of the most positive phrases that exists. I don't know if any of you saw the release of the Disney film Dumbo earlier this year. The original animated version was one of Rosie's favorite films when she was a toddler, and we used to watch it sometimes many times a day. I don't even like the film. Dumbo is, of course, the story of the baby elephant brought up in a traveling circus who sneezes minutes after he's born, and the pressure makes his ears become massive. The story follows his experience through some really nasty discrimination, and until he finds he has this amazing ability to fly because of the size of his ears. The story is a real triumph over the obstacles of life, of saying, "Despite this, I can." The train which takes the circus around is called Casey Jr. Here's a picture of it. And at one point, the steam train shows real difficulty getting up the steep hill and cries, "I think I can, I think I can, I think I can." And then when it finally gets to the top of the hill and goes down, he goes, "I thought I could, I thought I could, I thought I could, I thought I could." Whoa, what positive thinking. I think I can. It's the right attitude. But you know, the devil is very good at trying to convince us that we can't. He knows the right buttons to press. He wants us to think that we can't change or grow. And he wants us to think that we can't reach the lost or minister to others. He wants us to think that we can't make it through the struggles and overcome our problems. And unfortunately, sometimes we believe him. Unfortunately, sometimes we develop that "I can't" or "we can't" attitude. So how can we lock the T out of the "can't"? We can knock it out through perseverance and faith. That's what Winston Churchill was saying. Not faith in ourselves, but faith in God. Perseverance, that ability to keep on going even when the going gets tough. And faith, wasn't that what he said, Winston Churchill said? To be optimistic. There's been a number of times recently when I've been speaking with people who are dealing with some really tough stuff. And we've acknowledged that this is when we really put our faith into practice, isn't it? We've got to practice what we preach. We've got to say what we believe. Do we really have that faith? Do we really believe that we can through God? The truth is this: through perseverance and faith, you can. The second part of the statement is, I can do all things. The word "do" is an important one, but one we may often prefer to avoid. Instead, we may spend more time thinking about doing rather than actually doing. But James 1 says, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says. Do what it says. The other word that makes us uncomfortable here is the word "all." Perhaps we'd be more comfortable if the statement were, I can do some things or I could do most things. But that word "all" is so much, isn't it? It's so easy for us to add "yes, but," or "what about?" There's this little voice of doubt that goes off in our mind. That little voice entices us to water down God's promises. We mustn't do this. This verse says, I can do all things. But this statement on its own, I can do all things, is a false one. I don't believe that Paul was trying to say that we can do all things full stop. I don't think he means that if I just get on a bike today and start pedaling, I can win the Tour de France. Or if I go across to Alexander Stadium, I could beat Usain Bolt's 100-meter sprint record. Or sit down today and begin writing a book that will outsell J.K. Rowling. What Paul is talking about is that we can do all things that God wants us to be doing. All things that pertain to God's will for our spiritual lives. And in the fourth chapter of Philippians, where this positive verse is found, Paul has already made known a number of things that are possible with God's help pertaining to his spiritual life and the spiritual lives of the Philippians. He has already pointed out that they could get along with each other in Christ. He's already pointed out that they could rejoice in the Lord always. He's already pointed out that they could overcome fear through prayer. He's already pointed out that they could learn to be content regardless of their circumstances. So the promise has to do with all things pertaining to our spiritual lives. And then it's only when you add the last part of the statement that it becomes true and possible. The third part says, I can do all things through Christ. And this final part is truly the key. In John 15:5, Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Without Christ, I can't. With Christ, I can. Can do all things through Christ. But we might object, you don't understand, my problems are really big and complex. And that may be true. But let me ask you this question: is our problem too big or complex for God? Or is it that old gospel chorus that the songsters sing? Got any rivers you think are uncrossable? Got any mountains you can't tunnel through? God specializes in things thought impossible. He can do just what no other can do. Paul also declared in Ephesians 3:20, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work in us." But as Paul discovered from his own experiences with the thorn in the flesh, sometimes God chooses not to remove the difficulties from our lives, but makes his power known through them. To keep me from, because he says this to the Corinthians, to keep me from becoming conceited because of these surprisingly great revelations, there was given to me a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. 3 times I pleaded to the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses and insults and hardships and persecutions and difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." Is God's grace sufficient for us? Do we believe and accept that? Maybe you're living in a body that's not healthy or doesn't work as it could or should. Is God's grace sufficient? Can his power be made perfect through that weakness? Maybe you're living in a family or a marriage that's not what it should be. Maybe you have a relationship with somebody that's not good. Maybe you're lonely. Is God's grace sufficient? Can his power be made perfect through that weakness? What if you've lost your job or are unhappy in your job, or you're really struggling to make ends meet? You're struggling to find a direction in your life. Is God's grace sufficient? Can his power be made perfect through that weakness? There's not a person among us who does not have some kind of limitation or struggle or pain in their life. Alexander McLaren, the Scottish preacher, used to say, "Be kind to everyone you meet, because everyone you meet is fighting some kind of battle." The only struggle-free people you know are the people you don't know very well. But despite that, do we believe that God can do all things through Christ? That we can do all things through Christ? I wonder if today you'll decide to claim that statement and promise as your own. Will you make the decision to believe that you can do all things through Christ who gives you strength? Will you decide to face all your difficulties and all your flaws with the attitude that God will help us to stand up under it or against it? Martin Brown, a professor of preaching at a theological college, tells a story about one of his former students who was also named Tim. And this former student was a successful young man who called one day to tell the professor that he was sick and in the hospital. And when Professor Tim visited him there, he discovered that Tim was fighting a terminal illness. And after a few moments by his side in the hospital, Tim, the former student, said to his professor, "I've learned that life is not like a video recorder." "What do you mean?" Professor Tim asked. "It's not like a video recorder because you can't fast forward through the bad parts. But I've learned that Jesus Christ is in every frame, and right now, that is just enough." How many times have we wished that life had a fast forward button, or a rewind button, or an edit undo button? But that's not how life is it? We can rejoice in and count on, what we can rejoice in and count on is that Jesus Christ is with us in every frame and in every moment, and that is enough. That is enough. I can do all things through Christ. I can do all things through Christ. Preacher Philip Brooks once said this great quote, "Do not pray for easy lives. Pray to be stronger people. Do not pray for tasks equal to your powers. Pray for powers equal to your tasks. Then the doing of your work may be no miracle, but you shall be the miracle. Every day you shall wonder at yourself, the richness of the life that has come to you by the grace of God." Whoa. What a brilliant quote that is. You shall be the miracle. Every day you shall wonder at yourself. We are children of the King, loved, forgiven, and saved by Him. The God of the universe lives in us, and His power can enable us to grow to maturity and completeness. His power can help us endure whatever we may suffer. His power can supply what we need to obey all His commands and complete all that God has planned for us. But if we try to walk in our own strength, we'll fall and we'll fail. But if we walk in the Spirit, then we can do. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Let's believe it. And let's live it out. So what does your week hold for you? What great possibilities do you see before you? What mountains and rivers do you see before you that seem uncrossable? Remember, God specializes in things thought impossible. He can do just what no other can do. You can do all things through Christ, who gives you strength. There's a great song, a chorus, that just fits in so perfectly with what we were just speaking about just now. And I want us to use it as we come into a time of just of reflection and response and think about what's happening in our week to come. And it says this: He is able, more than able, to accomplish what concerns me today. He's able, more than able, to handle anything that comes my way. He is able, more than able, to do much more than I could ever dream. He's able, more than able, to make me what He wants me to be. At the beginning of this new week and this new term for many of you, some of you, with all its possibilities and all its impossibilities, with all its mountains and rivers that might seem uncrossable, I want you to know the power of God this morning that will take you into those possibilities and those barriers. I want you to claim that power this morning. I want you to know it. I want you to know that you can do all things, possibilities, impossibilities, uncrossable rivers and mountains, through Christ who strengthens you. We're just going to let the music play. Before we sing it, I'm going to let the music play, and I want you to think through your week and think through the days ahead, what you've got to face, and just take that promise for yourself. Know the truth of it. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Know the truth of it this morning, my friends. Know the truth of it. Let's just think through and allow the Lord to speak to us just as we listen to the music, and then we'll sing the chorus together. Thank you. And so as we sing the chorus together, you may want to respond here at this place of prayer. You may want to respond where you are, wherever you are. Allow the Lord to fill you with His power, to face whatever it is you have to face this week, and know that He is able and can strengthen you, and you can do all things. Let's sing this together.
He is able. Thank you.
me pray with you. Precious and glorious Father, thank you for being our strength. Thank you for your power to overcome everything we face. Help us, God, to look upon you for our strength and forgive us when we think our strength is sufficient. With you, God, all things are possible. With you, God, we are more than conquerors. With you, God, we have victory. And so as we face this week, with all its possibilities and impossibilities, with all its uncrossable, seemingly rivers and mountains, we pray that we will take on the truth that we can do all things through you, Christ, who gives us strength. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to our podcast this week.
So you don't miss any further recordings, please subscribe to this podcast and also share and review it to help other people find and join our Birmingham Citadel online congregation.
This has been a production for Birmingham Citadel Salvation Army in the United Kingdom. If you'd like to know more about us or want to worship with us, then visit our webpage at birminghamcitadel.co.uk.